Hi, I'm JP Moses with REITips.com, and this is Real Estate Investing Undressed. Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to pull the curtain back and shine the spotlight on Mike Collins of Rehab List fame. Mike is what we in the industry like to refer to as a serial house flipper. He was one of the early adopters of leveraging the power of the internet in buying and selling houses. And how many years ago was it, Mike, that you bought and sold your first house on the internet?
2000, 8 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that was back like in the basically the infant stages of the internet, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but then I was dumb and I didn't get back to it till 2002 or three. I should have kept up with it.
Well, we're just going to get right down to brass tacks here. The purpose of our interview here is to find out a little more, to get kind of an inside edition look at a brand new project that they've been hunkered down and working on in the Rehab List Labs for a little while now. It's called REI Wired. And I don't know a lot about it myself, just a little bit. I know it's a new work that, as of the time that we're recording this, is not yet released. I'm going to try and go really fast through this and just boil it all down into a nutshell. I'm doing this as a service to the REI Tips community. And I know there's a lot of emails and videos and such that are going to be going around about this. There's already a bunch that have gone out. So this is for anyone who may be interested in this kind of thing and looking at it, checking it out. And I'm just going to break through the busyness for a second and boil it all down and get sort of a Reader's Digest version of what this is and what it's not, and try to define who it is ideally the best fit for, that kind of stuff. So, Mike, I know what you're putting out there is pretty unique on a regular basis. There's a good bit of buzz about this right now. So for just a moment, let's pull the curtain back and see what the man behind the curtain can share with us. Okay?
Sure. I'd be glad to help any way I can.
Okay. Before we jump into that, though, just for those who may not know you, I know you've been investing, all told, like 24 years now, and you've lost track of how many houses you flipped. Is that right?
I did at one point. I was pushing 700, but I stopped counting. I think I may have got there, but I don't know if I did or not. It was close.
I would say, as a veteran in the business, wholesaling is an arena that you're quite comfortable playing ball in, and you've been playing with the big boys for more years than probably most people who will hear this have even been adults. Can you give me a nutshell version of your adventures in real estate up to now?
Yeah, I mean, just like anybody else, I took some courses years and years ago, and I wanted to get involved in it, and I was at a meeting and heard one of the first wholesalers, the granddaddies there around the Grand, and I think a week later I was wholesaling houses, and I haven't stopped since. So I had a lot of rentals early on, GPI. It's like, but I couldn't pay the bills. You know what I mean? It was like, what was going on back then. There was no such thing as wholesaling. The Grand was kind of a pioneer a little bit. So I've been wholesaling ever since. Full time. It's been my full time occupation for 20 plus years. And you know, it's always been what I call my business model. Always, JP, is advertising driven wholesaling. Billboards, television, any kind of advertising medium you can think of, I've tried, direct mail, it doesn't matter. And the internet was just a natural extension for me. And what happened is real simple. I just fell in love with the internet. I actually early on fell in love with direct marketing. I liked getting deals in the door more or as much as I liked the house business. And so the internet, when it came along, was really like a combination of the two. And then everything internet just captured me. So I tell people I have another mistress, not that I've ever had a mistress, but it's like it just took over my my passion. So I blended them both together, basically. That's what happened.
Okay, now you're calling this thing REI Wired, and you've got a tagline associated with it, the future of real estate education. And I got to say, you're promising a lot there, so tell me what you're talking about. What is this thing? I know it's kind of in some way related to the no-pitch seminars that you guys have done and are kind of trendsetters in the industry for that, but can you kind of break it down a little bit more and explain exactly what this is that you're putting together? What's it really about?
Well, it's another, you know, I mean, the kind of, I think you know more about it than you realize. You were there and you kind of saw, and actually I think we're going to use one of your testimonials on there that, you know, you captured it in your testimony. It's funny that I was just listening to him trying to pick the ones that I wanted. But the bottom line is that when you think about the delivery system of information that the real estate industry has morphed through, it's just it's changing very rapidly, and it's changing because of the internet. And it's a wave that if we don't get in front of, we're going to get crushed by, basically, in all aspects of our life. But so I got together a lot of my friends, basically, over the years who have taught education and information. And we did have what you, you know, what you described and what you attended was that pitch-free seminar where there was just straight learning, education stuff. And we captured the whole thing on film, actually did it twice. And so we have over 50 hours in that. And then we've got another 30-some-odd hours of education just to get started. We're going to keep adding to it, whereby basically we're creating a television network that we can deliver right to your desktop with modules like educational, informational, like 101, like a university type thing, where you can learn wholesaling, you can learn short selling, you can learn whatever you choose to study that day or that evening. And we've got some good stuff to go with it for our charter members. We've got some, the first group that gets in, we've got some really nice stuff, but you know, it's just, it is the future of information delivery, and we just want to, I've always wanted to get this out to folks, but it was, it, you know, you have to make a living, so I had to decide whether I wanted to flip houses or teach, and I love both, so the internet provides that I can get to get the information to more people. That's all.
You know, but, I remember when you were putting the pitch-free event together, and I had a chance to talk to you on the phone as you were leading up to it. Actually, I think it was before the second one, not before the first one, but I was really captivated by the idea because we've all been to the pitch-a-thon seminars, you know, the boot camp where you just, you're sold to back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And, you know, I don't say that with a spite in my mouth. I understand the purpose behind selling, and I don't have a problem with people who have a product to sell. It can get arduous, though, when you attend those things and you're just constantly hammered to buy more stuff. And eventually, and I think at some of those things, the fact of the matter is all they care about is extracting as much cash from your pocket as possible. And you guys took a totally different approach. You took the that model and turned it on its ear with this event. So I guess the, you know, one of the neat things about it is that event, and I guess this product, is going to be a real testimonial to your commitment there in the rehab list / Mike Collins arena to providing quality content that doesn't require you to constantly be hammered with more and more and more stuff. Having said that, leading up to REI Wired, I know you're putting out kind of an array of videos. What is that about? And as of the time we're recording this, you've put one of them out, or you actually put two of them out. There was the one where you're smashing a TV, which is kind of funny, and then... And there was the second one, which admittedly I have not had a chance to watch yet. My hard drive crashed, as you know, a couple of days ago, and I've been completely immersed in trying to restore my data. So I plan to catch that tonight. So I'm a little in the dark. What is the series of videos and the content on the videos about?
Well, primarily the events were about wholesaling, which I believe is job one in real estate. And I give a very cogent argument laid out very logically of why I believe that, so that people can get... step one, step two, step three, so they can move on to the exciting times that we have and short sales and REOs and, you know, these next couple of years. But they have to know their values and they have to be able to know what to do, what exit strategies work today, because the exit strategies are different, meaning rehab, selling to rehabbers is not going to work, or even rehabbing itself is kind of a slow process right now. And so there's people out there making really, really good money. And the business models, everything evolves in business, and if you don't have up-to-the-minute, I'm not exaggerating when I say that, up-to-the-minute information about what's going on in the real estate world, you're going to be behind. And this goes for the pros out there. We have a lot of pros, as you'll see in the testimonials, of people that came and shifted their business model just a tweak, you know, just a little bit. They just and added a profit center, what have you. So that's what we're up to, and I mean, you know, if you're doing short sales that, you know, if you're paying attention to a bank or listening to a bank that are trying to get a hold of a bank that just is not doing them, you're wasting a lot of time. And if you could find that information, just that's just one example. But there's lots of examples just like that. So anyway.
Right. And you say, you talk about making the shifts, just the small shifts in your business to compensate for today's market. I would say they're small but crucial shifts. You know, it's kind of like changing your business one degree, but you know, if the further you go ahead, that one degree difference takes you in a completely different direction.
Right, exactly. I think it's like if you're off like a half a degree, instead of going to the moon, you end up in Mars or Venus or something.
Right, right, exactly.
you really have to, and no time in history is it more so, you know what I mean, that you really have to be up to date with everything that's going on. So we just want to be able to get that information more real time to folks and keep up with it, because yesterday's, last 2 years ago's programs are not going to work in today's marketplace. No way.
So getting back to the videos that you're putting out, is the purpose of those videos to give people an advance look at the type of content that's inside the REI Wired product?
Exactly. I mean, that's some of the content that's in there, correct.
Okay.
Actually, we're starting this week with some actual clips from it.
Okay. So, clearly this is something that you guys are going to be selling. I understand you're not going to be, you know, it's not going to be like a big $2,000 product or anything like that. But,
no, not at all.
I appreciate. But if somebody's looking at this and they're trying to size it up, you know, this is a time when funds are not flowing for a lot of people, and they're really trying to spend their education dollars wisely. So as they're sizing this thing up, some of the questions they're going to be asking themselves is this a good fit for me? So how would you describe the kind of person that this is ideally suited for?
Well, it's ideally suited for anyone on a budget. The price is within reach of everyone. And the beauty of it is that, you know, the delivery continues. I mean, think Kazaa or Napster, iTunes. You know, you're always able to get new stuff. It's almost like a smorgasbord that's going to be available to you month after month. You know, it's just a television. It's an informational, educational television network with up-to-the-date, real-time information about real estate. And it's affordable. It really is affordable for everyone. So,
what would you say, if you were to try and crystallize what makes this thing unique and what sets it apart from other educational avenues that are available out there?
Well, I think we captured, you were there, so maybe you can speak to this, but I think we captured lightning in a bottle at the second event, the one that you were there. And I basically called in a bunch of favors, and all of my compadres from across the nation who are, the qualification was is that they were still doing real estate deals today, whether they were educators and had programs for sale, it didn't matter, but they were still doing real estate deals today, and that's the criteria for the folks to, you know, to get on the network. And to be quite honest with me, I'm kind of proud that, you know, the names, the Van Merrills and the Larry Goins and the Steve Cooks, Tim Mize, Preston Elies, I mean, we got some heavyweights on the network. And they're going to be on teleconferences with the folks, and they're going to be new videos being delivered weekly to everyone. So I think that's probably the biggest takeaway. You know, this is not a second-rate crew of people. It's the best of the best out there right now, and you get like 20 CDs. And so I like to see people. Some people like to listen, some people like to watch, some people like to read. We're covering all modalities. You know, one of the things that one of my mentors said is that, you know, sometimes different things take dedicated time. I've always been a believer in Drive Time University. So anytime,
yeah.
I don't even know if my car radio works anymore. So when you have 20 CDs, you know, almost 30 hours of content to be bolstering and backing up the video that you're watching and the syllabus that you're reading, you know, it's like instant immersion. And one of the things that the whole thing is focused on, you'll see it, I think, in this video that's coming out. I talk a lot about it. It's coming out over the weekend or Monday. Is that this is about execution. A lot of people sell products, and they don't follow up and find out what results happen. We have, you'll see, a lot of the testimonials of the people that left the event and did either change their business model because they were pros already or did their first few deals. And we have bunches of those, and you'll see them. But I don't know. It's just been, you know, I get a real charge out of the light bulbs going off and the Christmas cards that I get from folks after years, you know, after they learned to do this and got free of a job or what have you. So, you know, I tried to figure out a way, I'm always trying to figure out a way to get more of this information into folks' hands.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to encourage everyone leading up to this, to plug into the videos that you're putting out, now that I have a little better understanding of what they are and the purpose that they're going to serve, I can't think of a better way to size something up than to watch those videos. You know, it's like going to Costco. I'm a huge Costco fan, man. One of my favorite things to do. And my listeners have probably heard me tell this before. I love around 1 or 2 o'clock to go with Cara and the girls up to Costco and just graze on the samples, because I almost always walk out having discovered some really wonderful new thing, like, you know, some crab dip or something I've never had before. But the idea of giving somebody a substantial sample of what it is that you're trying to sell them, so that you can convey to them the authentic value that it has and let them make a good decision as to whether or not what's there is a good fit for them or not. I can't think of a better way to present something like this. So I applaud you for doing that. I'll be plugged into those videos, and I'd like to suggest to anyone else who thinks this might be a good fit for their business right now and their educational budget to be sure and plug into those videos as well. What's the date this thing opens up?
January 15th, 2009, this Thursday.
What do people need to know besides watch the videos between now and then?
Well, we're only putting a few I don't know exactly how many charter members. We're going to have a charter member because we have a lot of follow-up and a lot of stuff that we have to do after we get everyone in. So there's going to be a limited amount of folks that are going to be able to get in. One of the reasons I like talking to you, JP, and your audience is, you know, your group is a little bit higher level, so I could leave out some of the fluff and the junk, you know what I mean? So I appreciate you for that. That does, I think that our industry is becoming more transparent. The educational delivery information is becoming more transparent. And I think it's going to happen really, really fast. And we want to be part of it in 2009. And what you described not only happens in the next week, where I'm sending you a bunch of free videos, that are just all content from the event. I'm also, you know, once you're involved, you get to see who you like. I mean, who do you resonate with? Who do you think you would want to have further mentoring with? Or who could you learn more for? Or who has the same story you had coming up so you can't make excuses to yourself anymore? You know what I mean? It really gives you a wide range without having to drive or travel or do anything but just plug and turn on your computer. So.
All right.
That's about all I got.
And I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me a few minutes here late in the afternoon. And I'd like to just encourage everyone to watch the videos that you're putting out. And I'll be doing that. And actually, I'll be using the handy-dandy plug-in that I blogged about here recently, where I can actually speed up the videos and watch them even faster. So I don't know if you
got that, by the way, and thank you. That was one of the best things. You're a good finder. Costco or no, that is the greatest. I've been helping them with their beta. I've been sending them information. I've been emailing back and forth with them because I want them to get it right. It's goosed up a couple.
No, it's against you. I like to listen to you talk, Mike. But if I can listen to you in half the time, I'm going to do it.
Oh no! Hey, I speed everybody up, man. I move them over to the other monitor, and I just listen while it's going fast. I wanted to find one for my car like that.
yeah, or for people in real life, maybe.
Yeah. That I definitely want to find.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you.
Take care.